Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's December 28, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released August 25th and 26th, 2003.
Nazarene, we have been mailing our daily emails to Canada when we have something in them pertaining to your efforts to stop homosexuality there. We weren't sure anybody was even reading them, but we got a nice email last Friday from a gentleman who says our efforts helped him save his son from homosexuality, helped save him from the insane. How does this response make you feel?
This response makes me feel wondrous, Alora. It makes me feel glorious. It makes me feel fantastic that we are reaching out, that what we are saying is reaching people, that it has actually saved a young soul and brought it back to the light, pulled it out of the darkness, and made it understand that it cannot accept this evil that has become so popular and is destroying so many. It makes me feel so glorious, Alora, that there are no words anywhere to make people understand how wonderful it makes me feel. God the Father is being listened to. The angels are getting through. They are touching people. They are reaching people. They are feeling their touch, and they are answering, and they are saying, this is of God. This is of the Lord, and I believe. And you have no idea how that makes me feel, how that makes me glow, how that makes me happy. There is just no comparison in human life to make people understand how glorious this is to me. My people are starting to listen. They are starting to hear. To me, that is the most glorious thing in the universe.
Whoa, that's awesome, Nazarene. At last, something to make you happy.
Amen and praise the Father, Alora. Amen and praise the Father.
We'll be back after the break.
Do you like tales of men, ships, and the sea? Have I got one for you? The River Lady, a story that I wrote that is now available free online.
The address is
voicesfromspirit.com/rl/links.htm.
Nazarene, going along the same lines as yesterday's question, in the last week we have sent your message by email to 494 Anglican churches. We have received one very nice reply from the Archbishop of Canterbury's secretary, but that is the only one thus far. Do you feel this work has been of any benefit? Have we accomplished anything?
Oh, yes, Alora. You have done a great deal of good. Many of those messages were read, and as they were read, the angelic messenger touched the recipient, and the recipient felt that touch. And they may not have totally accepted, but it put the idea in their mind. And many of them are beginning to say, I really doubt that this is acceptable, that this can continue, that we can allow this. I do not think this is the way of God. This was a very strange message, but it touched a strange note in me, and it made me feel in a certain way, and I have to know whether this was God's message or not, and I cannot take the chance that it was not God's message. You have touched an awful lot of people, Alora, and by touching them, by giving them God's message, by giving them my message, you have helped them. You have helped them begin to think along the lines that God wants them to think is. These people want unity in their church, but they cannot understand that accepting unity with evil will not make their church grow. It will destroy their church forever. And you have begun to show them that truth, Alora.
Things sound better and better, Nazarene. I'm so glad we're helping to get people listening to you. We'll help as long as it takes.
And may God the Father bless you forever and a day, Alora. Forever and a day.
We'll be back again.